Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome to our program three individuals that are involved with the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, which is taking place July 24th to August 1st, and most of these people will be a little bit familiar to our audience. They're not first-timers. They're reoccurring and very, very professional. We have the artistic director, Natalie Zhu, is with us. Welcome back to the program, Natalie.
Hi. Nice. I'm very happy to return.
We are Zooming. We're not in the studio together. So Natalie is waving to everybody on the Zoom, although you can't see her, but she is waving. So there you go. Yeah. And coming from new home in Connecticut is Pam Hunter, and Pam is the executive director. Welcome back, Pam.
Thanks, Mike. Very happy to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And the woman whose voice you hear on the air frequently on WCRI is the president, Betsy Saunders. Betsy, I'm looking at, see, that's what happens when you look at Zoom. I'm seeing Betsy Saunders Town, so I went to Betsy Saunders rather than Betsy Marcotte. Welcome back, Betsy.
Thanks a lot, Mike. It's good to be here. You and I have been spending a lot of time together.
So, well, we have. We've had to make changes, and that's one of the reasons we're talking about on the program tonight, about some of the changes that have taken place in the festival, which is long running. Let's start with a little history before we get into some of the changes. And maybe, Pam, we can ask you as to about how old is the festival?
Oh my gosh. This is our 33rd season? Is it the 32nd?
33rd
season, yes. We have not really been advertising this fact. But yeah, the 33rd season, last season, of course, was online. So it wasn't an in-person festival, but we're very, very excited to be actually having an in-person festival again this year.
Okay. And you don't want to mention 33 in the publicity because you don't want anybody to know how old you are, I'm guessing, right? Because I know you're over 30. I can tell that by the Zoom call. Not much. But let's see. Now, the festival takes place at the University of Rhode Island at the Fine Arts Center, correct?
That's right.
And Natalie, how many years have you been involved with the festival?
Oh, my goodness. I just celebrated my 10th anniversary, I believe, in 2019, right, Betsy?
That's correct.
I feel like 2020 is... It wasn't a year. We sort of skipped that year. It's amazing that our festival is already, the 33rd year. And I really imagine this upcoming summer is really a celebration for us because, after the long and challenging year that we have, experienced, I am really looking forward to, encountering familiar and new faces and to, performing and hearing music, resounding again at the URI's Fine Arts Center. And I think most importantly, our musicians can return to what they, love the most, sharing great music with one another and with all of us. So I think this is a really special year for all of us.
Right. And we did mention there's going to be some changes. And the changes are that this year, unlike most times in the past, everything is sold out at this point, which is very unusual for an arts group to come on and promote their upcoming events and saying, by the way, we're all sold out. But that's where we are, right, Betsy?
That's correct, Mike. And I think, we're as Natalie said, we are so grateful to be here, to actually live another day, to make it through last year. But this year, we are held to certain capacity limits, and so we're only seating 150 people for each concert. And we were hoping that maybe we could expand that, but I think in an effort to stay safe and because of when we had to make decisions along the way, we are going to hold to this 150 limit in order to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe. And I think, you know, it's such a challenging time, but we're grateful to be able to perform live music, but at the same time, we're still operating in a very constrained environment. And we are grateful to all of the people who have supported us through this period and who have bought tickets for this year. And, you know, we're sorry that we can't accommodate more people. I think we've even closed our waiting list at this point because we don't want to disappoint people. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we accommodate people that are on the wait list. But it's an unusual situation for us. We've never been in this situation before. And we just, you know, everybody's been so good, and we ask people to bear with us for another season. And hopefully next year we'll be, you know, we will be back to normal.
Right. I guess the good news is to look at the fact that it is sold out, and it's the first step. You're not alone. There's arts groups all over the country, all over the world that are in these unusual times. And the good news is that here in Rhode Island, we're at least able to open up and have those 150 people in each concert. And that's very correct. Importantly, giving the musicians an opportunity to play again and be heard. So
One more thing before, because the other good thing is, you know, we learned last year because we streamed the festival, or we recorded it and then we streamed it. Mm-hmm. We're going to do the same thing this year, so that for people who have not been able to get in person, we will be airing the concerts, the four festival concerts, beginning on September 6th. So it's not like you have to miss the festival. It's just going to be delivered in a different way. And we were pleased with the quality of the recordings last year. And I think people will not be disappointed this year.
All right. Go ahead, Natalie. I'm sorry.
Free. And I just want to say the online concerts will be free.
Right.
Oh, that is great. And the first concert is going to be Saturday, July 24th, and that's opening night. Let's talk a little bit about what will be heard in that concert, and then get to a piece of music, because we do have a lot of music to play tonight. Natalie, you want to tell us about that?
We have a wonderful program for this summer. And for me, after all the things that happened in the year of 2020, I simply just want to, you know, find a program which could reflect our feelings and comfort our souls. So I planned this dynamic of the themes, starting from the first concert, which opened with something lighter, which is the first piece on that concert will be Corngo, and then followed by Debussy, Nina Rota. All three pieces are very light, lovely, and fun, sort of like a little transition into more serious and more emotional repertoires, such as the big, great Schubert's E flat major piano trio. So the next piece you're about to hear on the radio would be the Corngo, the famous incidental music called The Much Ado About Nothing. Back in 1919-20, Corngo had composed for the orchestra, but then he later recomposed for violin and piano, and it's based on the stage production of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. So it has four movements. The first one is The Maiden in the Bridal Chamber, a really lovely and sweet lyrical movement. And then the second movement is called The March of the Watch. It's very much in the style of Prokofiev. And the music is a comic march. And it described the watch soldiers, you know, trip over themselves or each other. It's really kind of funny with that funny, awkward rhythm. The third movement is the intermezzo, which is one of my favorite. It is so beautiful, so lovely. The name for that movement is called a garden music. The music really gives us that calmness and romantic feeling. The violin's melody really sounds like a bird song, and the piano accompaniment, it was just, you know, superb, beautiful, you know, that's like a pastoral background. The last one is called a masquerade, and also called a hornpipe. It's also a very comic and energetic movement, described a sailor's dance. Both violinists and pianists, we kept busy with each other's part, and it's very, very playful, and ending with a really fun punch at the end. So I think the audience will really enjoy that opening of the concert.
We'll listen to that, then take a break and be back with more of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Kingston Chamber Music Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano and very pleased to be sitting with Natalie, Betsy, and Pam representing the festival. And Betsy told us a little bit about what's going on with the festival and how it's sold out in a very unusual situation in very unusual times. But Pam, if people have questions, they can get to you by email or phone numbers and so forth?
I think the best way, Mike, for people to ask questions is to leave a message with the box office. And that number is 401-308-3614. And please just leave a message and someone will get back to you within the next 24 hours. But you can also visit KingstonChamberMusic.org. You can enjoy our free concerts online starting September 6th at that website, and also just learn more about the festival and learn of any updates that we may have.
Excellent. Thank you, Pam. Natalie, let's go back to you and introduce this next piece of music that we're about to listen to.
The next piece we're about to hear is one of the famous piano sonata, written by Beethoven, piano sonata number 23 in F minor, opus 57, also called Appassionata. Beethoven really took us on a wild roller coaster ride in this particular movement, which is the third movement that we're going to play for you. One of the story about this movement is that one of his close friend and student, whose name is Ferdinand Ries, with whom the composer usually took long walks through the countryside, said that Beethoven had been all the time humming and sometimes howling, always up and down, without singing any definite notes. And then in answer to, Ries' question, what was it? And Beethoven said, a theme for the last movement of the sonata of in this F minor has occurred to me. And when they entered the room, he ran to the pianoforte without taking off his hat, and he stormed and made up this movement right at the piano. So this is really showed us that Beethoven's initial creative impulse that, just happened at that moment. So this piece is very for me, it's improvised. It's like improvisation, and it just happened at that moment. So it's a thrilling movement and thrilling idea. I'm very happy that pianist Stu Goodyear will be playing this piece on the radio for you now, as well as in person when we have our festival on July 31st. I just want to say a little bit about Stu Goodyear, who's a Canadian concert pianist, as well as a composer, who is a frequent guest artist at the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. We are really, really happy to welcome him again back to Rhode Island this year.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a break and be back with more of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you.
Kingston Chamber Music Festival is taking place in just a few weeks, and we have three guests with us tonight representing the festival committee, and that's Betsy, Natalie, and Pam. And we've listened to some of the music that's going to be presented that night. We have one more piece, but before we get to that, Betsy, I know it takes an awful lot to put on a festival like this, and you have some people to thank.
Yeah, we do. That's for sure. I wish we could thank everybody who has supported us. People have been so generous in this last year. But in particular, for this festival, we have Belmont is our festival sponsor once again, and Belmont Market, which has been such a source of strength throughout the pandemic for everybody, has been just so supportive of us, and special thanks to them. URI's College of Arts and Sciences has also, and the President's Office, have been very big supporters as well. The Potter Fund is sponsoring one of our concerts. We have several friends who are sponsoring concerts, one of them on behalf of the Johnny Cake Center, and we will have information on the Johnny Cake Center at that concert. Matunic Oyster Bar is also sponsoring the Nightingale Sonata this year, and we're thrilled to have them as a sponsor. That's always been a special relationship. And certainly the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts and the Rhode Island Council for the Humanities, we're very grateful to both of them. These organizations support all arts organizations in the state. None of us would be here without them. So many, many thanks to them and so many others.
Thank you, Betsy. And Pam, one more time, we want to make sure people understand that the concerts are sold out, but if they need to get some information, how can they do that?
Two ways to get more information. First is to call the box office at 401
308-3614. Leave a message and we'll get back to you. And the other way is to visit our website, kingstonchambermusic.org. And just a reminder that everyone can enjoy our concerts for free online beginning September 6th at that address.
Excellent. Pam, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Betsy, you also. And Natalie, it's a pleasure to have you with us as usual. And hopefully next year we'll have a big, big deal where things will be back to normal and we'll have a full audience and everybody will be back in shape, hopefully. But right now we have one more piece of music. Natalie, tell us what that's going to be.
It will be the Schubert E-flat piano trio. Schubert composed only two piano trios. Both date from 1827. And the second one, the one we're going to play, was completed in November. The reason I picked this piece for the your radio show as well as our festival this year is that this piece really represents, or defines speaking to humanity and showing the beautiful things in the world. Schubert's music is really transformed our mind from pessimistic to optimistic. We all know his life is a tragic, but at the end, he always being, positive and with a strong mindset and really reflect our world at this challenging time. And so playing this piece is really special, personally speaking to myself. And I really want to share this music with everyone this summer.
Thank you, Natalie. And once again, thanks to the three of you for being here. And keep up the good work with the Kingston Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.